Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to My Prayer Closet here on the Celtic Cross Radio Network of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start this show off, this prayer vigil off a little bit different to kind of get people acclimated to this Protestant rosary or prayer beads, whatever you'd like to call them, that you feel most comfortable with. I'm going to start off with an introduction that's off of our website. If you'd like to follow along with this prayer, you can do so at www.celticcrossministry.com. And in the upper tab bar, look for the tab that says prayer. On the first drop down that comes with it, you'll see the fourth prayer down. It says pray the Protestant Rosary. Now, we use the rosary term as opposed to prayer beads, because people understand what rosaries are, and prayer beads not so much, because they're related to so many other non-Christian faiths. So, but if you feel comfortable in calling it that, that's fine. The Protestant rosary that we do here is, well, let me just read this to you. It's unorthodox and it's unauthorized version. It is accepted by us and approved by the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry for your spiritual growth and communication and love and respect and prayer for the Protestant and non-denominational worshipers of that side of our church planting. Catholics, please do not take offense. We understand that Catholics and Protestants have significant and specific theological differences, and we all can get along because we share the same purpose, that is, a life with Christ and heaven ever after. This is to say that stating that the significant differences between the two denominations, Protestants don't put as much emphasis on Mary as Catholics do. Protestants believe we don't need a mediator to talk to God. When the veil was torn from top to bottom, Mark chapter 15, verse 37 and 38, we believe that God tore the veil as a symbolic act to say Christ's death removed the barrier that separated us from God. Now, we can come to God ourselves at any time and any place. The following that we will be reciting this evening is just our Protestant version of the Dalriadan Celtic Rosary prayer, using God and Christ to worship more so rather than Mary, with an encompassing purpose of communication between God, Jesus, and you. So with that said, let me go into our prayer intentions for this evening, and then we will start our meditation and prayer this evening. Now, mind you also, the difference between this rosary beads and the Catholic rosary beads is that this one only has three decades to it, and it gives a story throughout it in the three decades of Christ's life and those that influenced the teachings and the understanding that we have, biblically speaking, in the Bible today with the characters. So with all that said, I'd like us to pray for Christians around the world for the risen Christ, since we are in the holy season of Easter. We have a few special intentions. One is Molly Carlin and the Cleveland American Veterans Association. We'd like to lift them up in prayer. They do wonderful work for veterans, and they are a nonprofit 501c3, and we ask that your prayers and your support, if you're here in Northern Ohio, go and look these individuals up. They have wonderful programs for vets. We also ask you to pray for David Rosenberg. Brother David is the son-in-law to our sister Linda Krieger, and he is in a battle with cancer right now here in Lorain, Ohio. So we ask that you lift up David Rosenberg in your prayers. In continuing with prayers of healing, we ask that you lift up our clergy, Episcopos Ian Gaylard, Episcopos Gary Taylor, Canon Chancellor Chad Leach, Abbess Bishop Sherry Mercier, and Chaplain First Lieutenant Mark Mercier, her husband, Abbot Bishop David Murphy, and Cardinal Paul Roberts. All are suffering from ailments and illnesses, and we ask God's healing upon them. Also in prayer, we ask for special prayer for a new brother of ours, Brother Jerome and his family, and also Brother Martin and his family. We ask for prayer for Brother Rosario, Brother Arlen Gillespie, and Sister Linda Krieger, and all of our friends and family through the ministry and in our lives. We also ask for special prayer for our seminarians and our affiliate missionaries and ministries, along with all of our church plantings around the world, and our Celtic Templar Knights, who are doing the best that they can do in professing the Lord Jesus Christ to those they encounter. And finally, I'd like us to lift up in prayer all of the people that have lost their lives or been affected by the terrorist acts of extreme Islam in Lahore, Pakistan, Brussels, Belgium, Paris, France, and Burundi, Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, along with your special intentions, let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we start off with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. We do a Christian, evangelical, non-denominational version of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you would say, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, and wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against you, and you only, have we sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. We were brought forth in iniquity, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins, and blot out all of our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us in your generous spirit. Then we will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of our salvation, and our tongues shall sing aloud of your praise, righteousness. Open our lips, O Lord, our mouths may show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else we would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, and leaven our joy, and keep us valiant and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things here on earth or things in heaven." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, the King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in a garden. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall forever be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's Protestant Rosary Bead recital and vigil. And while I have a few minutes here, excuse me for that, just remind you that every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. we do my prayer closet right here in Studio A of the Celtic Cross Radio Network. On Thursday evenings, we do Let Us Pray in Studio B, our old Catholic rosary prayer and vigil with meditation. We have a new program starting this Wednesday over on our sister broadcast on Blog Talk. That'll be blogtalkradio.com/Christians Underground. And on Wednesday at p.m. for 1 hour, you can tune in to Bishop Todd and guests with Bridging the Gap. And this week, I will be his guest talking about the ministry and a program that we have starting up for the next 5 years with the ministry around the world. On Sunday is the canonical Catholic Church of the Celtic Cross Sunday Holy Mass with Bishop Todd Smith. And in the future, we are looking at two other programs, the Celtic Knights of the Round Table and the Chaplain's Corner. So be watching for those to manifest themselves as well on the Christians Underground Network. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to thank you so very much for joining me tonight in my prayer closet. And I ask that you lift up all of those special intentions and bless Father and thank him for all that he has given you and done for you in this life. Now it's time for you to do something back for him. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation and Ministry, Andrew Patrick, saying God bless. And we'll talk to you next week. Good night.